Okay. Let's see if this works.
Is it not? No. Which one is it?
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome BTech Smith and...
Oh, I thought I was like, all right, the hell with it. Let's just do it.
Yeah. No, we got to do it official.
And now I'm trying to rename the file.
Now it's modifying the file.
Dude, that's a good term.
What's that?
Modify a file. Come on, girl, why don't you come over and modify my file?
Don't worry, babe. It's not corrupt.
Mm-hmm. Zero viruses.
This week.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome BTech Smith and Steve Mex.
BTech Smith and Steve Mex,
you are now entering the Megacast.
The Megacast.
What's going on, BTech Smith?
Oh, what up, Steve?
I like how I start talking to you the minute you start taking a swig out of your drink.
As soon as I put it to my mouth, he's like, he's going to say, hey, Ted.
Yeah.
You paused. You gave me enough time.
Yeah. You know, it's okay. We have music underneath us. Yeah. I mean, I never realized that your Under Armour shirt has crab legs on it.
Yeah. And if you look inside the Under Armour part, you can see
flag.
It's part of the flag, yeah.
Repping Maryland today, huh?
Those Terps are 2-0.
In football, I assume.
Correct.
Yes.
I mean, we went down to Texas opening weekend, beat Texas 51-41, and then we beat up on Towson State last weekend. Towson State, obviously not a huge program, but
right.
Still, we hung 63 on them.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Good on you.
Yeah, those dirty Terps are rolling.
Dirty Terps.
Dirty Terp.
That's what Ted is. That's a great Under Armour shirt. It's got the Under Armour logo and then two crab legs popping out of it.
Yeah, man. Crab cakes or crabs and football. That's what we do.
But the problem I'm having with that is that Maryland is known for their blue crab.
Correct.
But I am now looking at that, picturing a Dungeness crab because it's in the Maryland red.
Well,
it's sending mixed signals, Ted.
When you cook a blue crab, they turn out red.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've never had blue crab.
Steve! What? I mean, you grew up in New York. It's not like you were that far away from us.
Yeah, I know.
But you're right. New York City or like any of the boroughs, you guys wouldn't get crabs like we do.
No, we were all about lobster and chlamydia.
Chlamydia. Yeah, well... Christ, I don't know. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about having a Maryland crab cake party.
Oh, and?
You've met my buddy Earn, right? Black dude from D.C.?
No.
Did you not meet him last? All right. So he's a chef.
Okay.
And he just opened up a new spot in D.C. So he was Instagramming all these pictures. And I was like, how much? He's like, dude, I'll charge you costs. Just send me the money. I'll send them out.
No way.
Yeah.
See, I was thinking about ordering from Jimmy Seafood.
Oh.
The crab cakes from there.
Yes. Okay. Do it. All Jimmy's right. Is legit.
Wait, why don't we do that if we do our annual Christmas celebration?
Oh, that'd be next level, dude.
Right?
Yeah.
Because our boys in Jobbing Out, the podcast that we've both been on, the wrestling podcast, you know, AJ, Glenn, and Aaron, they always talk about going to Jimmy's Seafood. They've had wrestlers on that are sponsored by Jimmy's Seafood. They've had the guy who works at Jimmy's Seafood. Apparently, it's like the ultimate, hey, it's a great place for seafood because it's Jimmy's Seafood. But if you're a wrestling fan... That's where you go to watch pay-per-views. That's where you go to watch Raw or whatever it may be. It's like the go-to spot for a wrestling fan. So my goal one day, and hopefully maybe it could be coincide with you going as well, is to go down there, make an appearance on their podcast in studio, and go to Jimmy's Seafood and enjoy the food that is there.
Oh, nice.
Because when we and I realized that you can order it and have it sent out because when I went and stayed at AJ's house in Orlando, his wife... Our gift to her for allowing us three knuckleheads that aren't married to her to stay at their place for WrestleMania weekend was we all chipped in and had a bunch of Jimmy Seafood crab cakes sent to her.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because apparently she loves them too.
Yeah, man. And it's weird. Everybody in that area has like their specific place. Like Aaron used to work at a place called Jerry Seafood that had the crab bomb.
Okay.
Which is like famous. The most expensive restaurant in PG County used to be.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man.
Okay.
You would have liked it too, because it was like the one in how was it like New Carrollton? Mm-hmm. They never took reservations, so you had to wait outside.
Mm-hmm.
So like, but sometimes you'd be sitting there, and it's like Gary Williams, the head coach of like Maryland basketball, be sitting there next
That's
to you
awesome.
Waiting. Yeah, and then there's like J&M up in Timonium. So everybody has their place, but a lot of people like Jimmy's, and I don't know how to explain it, man. You get crab cakes. That's your day. One year I was back for around Christmas, and I was supposed to hang out with somebody on like the 26th,
mm-hmm.
but it snowed. So I just sat in the house and ate like four crab cakes.
Now, would you say that the crab cakes are better blue crab or have you tried Dungeness crab? Or is it just you don't even go near Dungeness when it comes to crab cakes?
Well, the crab cakes here suck.
Okay, so that's probably dungeness.
And it doesn't have to do with the crab.
Yeah, it's I didn't like crab cakes here.
Yeah, it's the preparation they do to it. So like when you go to Maryland, you get a crab cake. It's a lot more crab. It's blue crab. There's Old Bay. There's some spice to it.
Okay.
So that's what makes like a, to me a Maryland crab cake.
We got to make this happen.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like I have no issues with Dungies. I eat Dungies all the time. It's good crab.
It's Dungies. Last week it was Dummies. I'm learning all these new phrases for food. And all it's doing, Ted, is making me freaking hungry.
Oh, I'm with you. Let's do some push-ups and eat some crab cakes.
Good call. Okay, so this time, well, we could do one of those things.
Dude, that should be our party. The push-up crab cake party.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
With each crab cake, we do a set of 10 push-ups.
Yeah.
I think we can make that happen.
Yeah, man.
So I could eat like maybe 2.5 crab cakes. This one,
you did 100 push-ups today. I was hungry.
I had 10 crab cakes, mother effer. Let me get this chair out of the way if we're going to do push-ups. I picked this song. It's kind of a little bit of a somber story, but I thought this was a good way to celebrate the man's life. I'm not a big country music fan, but I'm sure you heard about Montgomery Gentry.
Gentry.
The guy from the Gentry of Montgomery Gentry, Troy Gentry, died in a helicopter crash, which is just awful.
Yeah, I mean, I know the name. And then the only other thing I know is I saw a bunch of people in country radio kind of tweeting how nice he was and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like nobody's going to tweet that you're a mean person, but you could just tell like he obviously was a nice person.
Right. It's not often if a jerk dies that they're like, ding dong, which is dead.
Right.
But it's ridiculous how many people have come out and they all have pictures with him. And it's always these heartfelt stories about how cool he was to people in the industry or whatever. And I'm sure to fans as well, because I've seen a lot of fans post about how heartbroken they are. I had no idea who the hell Montgomery Gentry was.
I mean, I know just the name, and I feel like country people love them, but I'm with you. I don't know if I know their music.
So the other day, I'm listening to this like montage of Montgomery Gentry songs, and one of them popped out. And I'm like, oh, man, I freaking love that song.
All right.
So in honor of him and tribute to him and his passing, which is, I mean, what is he, like 50 years old, I think?
It was sad. And I mean, he was a fit dude.
Yeah, just tragic. But so what better way to, you know, just show some love is to celebrate his music. And so I went with a song called Hell Yeah. And I'm positive, Ted, the minute you hear it, or at least the minute you hear the chorus, you're going to know this freaking song. It's like one of those beer drinking, tailgating type of songs that you would listen to. Like even as non-country music fans.
You know it.
Yeah. So let's get 10 for Troy Gentry. All of a sudden we're a country show.
Let's just do it.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of a weird way to... let's just do 10 push-ups. Ring of fire as he walks up. There you go. Stands there by the stage. And he says, hell yeah. Turn it up. Right on. Seven. Hell yeah. Sounds good. Sing that song. Guitar man playing all night long. You know this one?
You're right. I must have heard it at a tailgate.
Yeah. Like, this song just reeks of crushing beers, eating fried chicken, putting a lot of cheese on your dip, chip.
Kind of makes you feel like we're drinking at a bar in Buckley.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thinking about whether or not we want to go to the Yellow Beak and Enum Claw.
Or the BLT.
Yes. Bonnie Lake Tavern. Represent.
Like, forget that. We're going to, what's our place to do off Bombay's?
Bombay's! I know a buddy who's banned from the BLT.
Really?
That takes effort.
Yeah.
That's like getting banned from the Mecca in Queen Anne. It just doesn't happen. I mean, it seriously just does not happen.
You know, there's a fake Ted Smith down there one day.
Really?
Yeah. Somebody, like, emailed me and were like, hey, were you at the Bonnie Lake Tavern last night? I was like, no, why? They're like, there was clearly a guy who people thought were you, and he went with it and was getting free drinks. I was like, more power to him, I guess.
Ted, unfortunately, I must have accidentally deleted the TED Talk intro on my laptop.
That's okay, Steve. Just do it.
All right. TED Talk with the Ted Smith.
Oh, that's intense.
Or... TED Talk.
TED Talk.
Wait. Hear ye. The TED Smith.
Yeah. Yeah. man. Sorry.
Off the rails.
I really liked your.
TED Talk. TED Smith.
This one, kind of a simple one, and obviously this is something I have to remind myself sometimes, as often TED Talks are.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and I'm stealing this from a buddy that's been kind of practicing this for a while, but just do you. And I don't mean like, do you go out to a bar and be like, I'm ripping 10 shots tonight and being that guy.
I thought you meant do you like, you know, what I did maybe yesterday afternoon.
Oh, like a little masturbation?
Oh, you know, a little less, not so graphic, Ted.
No, I just mean do you and you live your life. Like, there's always going to be certain things that get you down.
Yep.
I don't know, maybe last weekend it was the Seahawks.
Yep.
Or the Sounders.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe it's something at your job. Maybe, you know,
the Mariners.
It could be a myriad of things that are getting you down. Mm-hmm. But just remember, you're right to think about them, but don't let it control your day or your night. You know what I mean? Because whatever's getting you down, like, even somebody flips you off on the road. You know, if you sit at home and you're mad about it the whole night, well, then that a-hole's won.
Yeah.
And he's gotten your whole day now.
And for all we know, he went back to his house. He's eating crab cakes. He's listening to Montgomery Gentry going, hell yeah, crab cakes. Yeah. I flipped off a dude and his day is ruined.
Yeah, well, me and a buddy kind of had a weird run-in with it. It was like, it kept bugging my buddy. And I was just like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, all right, so that guy was an a-hole to us. Like, it is not a big deal, man. Let's just keep living our life.
I feel like I've turned a corner when it comes to football. You know, because it used to be, and this was probably more so before they won the Super Bowl. Since then, I think it's less drastic, my mood swings. Not that I was ever like a raging jerk when the Seahawks would lose, but it would kind of put me in a funk.
Yeah.
And this year, I mean, granted, it's only been one game, but they lost. And I was dealing with something like where I didn't look like I was happy, but I think I had a canker sore, and I was just in a bad mood for that. Not in a bad mood, but I just couldn't smile.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like talking because it just hurt every time I like just wanted to try and talk. But my wife looked at me maybe about an hour after the Seahawks game. She goes, you still bummed out about the Hawks, babe? I mean, you know, don't worry. There's still a lot left in the season. I looked at it and I go, no, I'm actually in a fine mood. My mouth hurts, but I don't even care that they lost. Like, I mean, I care, but yeah, I've moved on. It's like, why even get worked up about it? You know what I think it is? I feel like since we've gotten to know certain players on the team, they seem to move on rather quickly after they lose, but the fans don't.
I am 100% with you.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of it has to do with getting older, but definitely knowing some pro athletes and just like, right, like, it's their job.
Yep.
You know, it's like, it's what they do. And I get it. And I used to be one of those sports fans. I mean, when we first started hanging out, I mean, I'm still a big sports fan.
Right.
But I mean, right, I don't let it ruin my whole day like it used to.
No, you just kind of have like a bummer moment for maybe 15, 20 minutes after the game. Like, gosh, come on. What the hell?
Ah, look, you lose a playoff game, you could piss and moan a little bit more.
Dude, I went to the damn Super Bowl where they lost with the one with, and every once in a while that one does pop in my head and still get a little sour because what could have been the greatest weekend of my entire life, my greatest trip of my entire life, turned into a really awesome trip with a crappy ending. But I remember going on the air the next day on Monday, and I am fresh off of watching them lose the Super Bowl. I wake up. I'm leaving the hotel to a sea of Patriots fans because the hotel we were at was a Patriots hotel. And I think the players were staying at the hotel right next to us. So I'm seeing all these Patriots fans looking at me and they're all stoned and drunk. And they're like, and at first I thought, oh, they're going to be asses. But they're like, well, I don't get why they didn't just hand them the ball. I'm like, I know. Then I go on the air and everyone, you know, BJ's all upset and angry. And I don't get it why he's that upset. He's not even really a Seahawks. I mean, he's a Seahawks fan because he lives here, but it's not his diehard team. That's my diehard team. And I was just like, man, what am I going to do? What can we do? Are we going to be sad about this for the next 4 hours and cry about it? Like, it's over. It sucks. But, man, that was a great game. It was one of the greatest Super Bowl games I've ever watched with the crappiest ending.
Yeah. And it's a tough line to toe, right? Because as I get older, it doesn't matter as much. But also, it still does matter. Mm-hmm. Let me rephrase that. It matters in a sense to me. I like the social aspect of sports.
100% agree.
Like, I don't want your whole day to be ruined because your team lost, but I do want to encourage the kind of ridiculousness of tricking out your garage and having your friends over. You know, like, I love seeing Facebook of, like, our listeners, because, I mean, most of the friends on Facebook are just listeners, right?
Yep.
And I love seeing, like, their parties and they got their food going. I mean, Christ, well, a cowbell with Jimbo, like, his posts kill me every time. I'm like,
have you ever eaten any of the food that Cowbell Dude has put together at a tailgate party?
Just that one time years ago with your show.
Unbelievable.
I know.
I mean, it was ridiculous. I gained like 40 pounds just by being around him for 10 minutes.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
Bacon wrapped everything.
Right. It's a thin line because it's like, I don't want people to be like getting in fights about sports,
right.
But I also encourage, like, I love that social aspect of it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I think. That's the good side of sports that sometimes I think we forget about.
Dude, I still smile whenever I see someone who tricked out their car to look like the Seahawks colors. I know it's silly and maybe an excessive amount of money spent on something. But I love it. If I could do it, I would do it. I think it's great. And it's not like if I could do it, meaning that I'm not allowed to. I just don't have that extra kind of cash just to turn my car into a Seahawks vehicle. Like, I got a Seahawks plate and my Jeep is blue. I thought that's close enough.
Yeah.
And a Seahawks sticker. And that's about it.
Well, I'm stuck in the weird situation now because, like, the Redskins or Washington's coming out here and everybody's like, aren't you going to go to the game? And I'm like, I honestly, man, like, I watch Red Zone. I can't tell you the last time I put on something Washington and went to see a game. And, like, I don't really wear Seahawks stuff either. But I've stood on stage and been like, see?
Yeah.
So it's like,
Hawks.
And I lived here for 13 years. Right. Like, I want the Seahawks to win.
Hawks.
Yeah.
See?
God damn it, Steve.
Hawks.
So I don't, that's what I'm like, I don't want to go to that game.
No.
Like, I don't want to have to pick a side.
No. I noticed you said something. And I feel like I'm probably battling that same dilemma as well. Do you not like saying Redskins?
I don't, just because...
I saw you caught yourself. You started red, and then you finished with Washington.
Yeah, just because I legit got 4 emails over the years that were like, I'm native. I found it super offensive when you say it.
I think that's very
fair.
So
on a personal level, that was enough for me.
Oh, yeah, I do that. More often than not, my opinion changes when I talk to someone who is legit the person that, if there's someone to be offended by something, and they are... Like, I remember one time saying a quick random joke. It wasn't anything vile or awful, but it was awful enough to upset someone who was transsexual.
All right.
And I didn't mean it, and it came out wrong. It wasn't like anything like super hardcore mean, but it was just enough to get under their skin. And they wrote me a really nice text.
Yeah.
But said, hey, I'm really hurt by that. And ever since then, I've never once even considered throwing even like a cheesy Bruce Jenner joke, you know, Caitlyn Jenner. I just, once you realize like you have a personal contact with somebody who is hurt by that because it is something about them, it changes. In my opinion, if you don't make the adjustment, then you're just an awful human being.
Yeah, and I mean, I know it's not a ton, but like 4 personal emails, I was
one's
like,
one's enough.
Yeah, I was like,
my opinion.
Yeah, I was like, all right.
What would you name them? Because I remember with St. John's College, they were called the St. John
Redmen. Yeah.
And now they're called the Red Storm.
Yeah. Honestly, this is just my own insane idea.
Please tell me you're going to say Crab Cakes.
The Washington Crab Cakes?
I would totally get their jersey. I would change allegiance and become a Crab Cakes fan.
Honestly, I think they should just call themselves Washington FC. I think you could just brand it like you do, because eventually...
But that might piss off the soccer community.
I know, but eventually, which I'm part of, but eventually...
I was about to say, look at you, turning your back on your people.
I'm just saying, eventually the NFL wants to put a team in London. I think there is a time where the Premier League wants to put a team in New York City.
Uh-huh.
So these football clubs are going to start intermixing. I think Washington could be out in front of it and actually start making money on it. Right away.
Dude, that's not a bad idea.
But this is just right. This is just my kind of crazy idea.
I mean, but the logic is sound.
Yeah.
That's funny. I would never, ever think to call an American football team a football club. Right.
And you're right. The Europeans will be pissed, but it's like, it's 2017. Like, this global economy, like, things are changing.
Why don't they call them, like, a football union instead of a team? So it's Washington FU. Ha ha! Cha cha cha!
Washington FU? It's right. Called the Washington Go Go's.
There you go. All right, why don't we take a quick break?
The Chuck Browns.
When we come back, it's all about whether or not we should be mad.
All right, I got a serious one that I'm pissed about.
I've got one that I'm pissed about. Actually, I have 2 that I'm pissed about. And one of our members of the Mega family also has something to talk about, and they want to know if they should be mad.
All right.
So we're going to find out if we should be mad x3 when the Mega Cash returns.
Have to make me like Ted and Steve. They are the shit. The Mega Cast will be back.
football season kicks off, but you couldn't care less. Because of these top reasons you're not into the NFL. Number 5, you reserve Sundays for a much higher purpose, managing your Taylor Swift fan site. Number 4, the other guys would give you a hard time if they saw how Tom Brady makes you blush. Number 3, your name is Colin Kaepernick. Sorry, that's the top reason you're not in the NFL. Number 2, you have insomnia, so you prefer baseball. And the top reason you're not into the NFL? If you wanted to see people with head trauma fighting to score points, you'd watch C-SPAN.
Why are you always hating? Hating is for shit hits.
Oh. Oh!
The mega cast is back.
Please tell me why you always hating.
Why are you hating?
Please tell me why you always hating. Please tell me why you always hating.
Why are you hating?
Please tell me why you always hating.
Maybe we shouldn't use this when we're going to talk about whether or not we should be mad.
Why are you hating?
Please tell me why you always hating.
This song always makes me think about Madden. That's how I discovered this song. I was like, this is a great song. And I had to play Madden multiple times in order to figure out what song
it was. What song it was?
Yeah, because every time it would come on, I'm like, yeah, in the bathroom or something. I'm like, ah, shoot. What time we got? So I got about like 10 minutes and I got to go home.
All right.
Because I'm an idiot and realize I scheduled a dentist appointment on the day we do a MegaCast. Yeah.
Just getting a cleaning or are you getting something done?
Cleaning.
All right.
Hopefully everything's good. I mean, yeah. I've been pretty lucky. We'll find out next week.
Next week. Does Steve have cavities?
Yes. Horizontal tease to next week on the MegaCast. So, Ted, why should we find out whether or not you should be mad?
All right. Mine is pure and simple. It's about a movie. I understand movies are make-believe. This whole movie is make-believe. But in the promo for Flatliners.
Okay.
Have you seen the promo yet?
I have not.
They're banging it hard on Viceland. You know I enjoy Viceland.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So the whole premise of this movie is that these people are purposely dying so they can flatline. Right? It's a remake.
Okay. I've heard of the original.
Right. So they just remade it, right? So the whole idea is like they're basically dead for like 30 seconds so they could see the afterlife or whatever.
Okay.
I fathom the whole thing is ridiculous.
Right.
But in the promo, the girl goes, "You never told me there was a downside to flatlining." I'm just like, I can't take this. Like, you can't honestly write that line into the movie. She's killing herself, banking on the fact that she will come back to life. And she says, "You never told me there was a downside."
I didn't read the fine print when I clicked agree. That is stupid.
And Steve, you have no idea. I mean,
as a guy who loves professional wrestling, even I could say, that's bull crap. You shouldn't have to suspend reality when it comes to something like that.
Right, and I'm stoned on my couch watching Viceland, and you have no idea how much this is pissing me off. Probably
Ted yelling at the television.
Yeah, I'm just like, you dumb bitch!
Your neighbors are like, I don't know, man. I think this guy might be verbally abusive. He keeps yelling, you dumb bitch, but I never hear the woman talk, so I don't think she's allowed to speak until spoken to.
Right? I know where his place is. He just has a one-bedroom. So that's...
We never see her.
That's
but he's always yelling, you dumb bitch.
That's what I've been mad about.
That's a solid thing. Yours is equally as stupid as mine, then.
All right, good.
All right, so I've been going to the new gym here.
All right.
And this has been going on for a minute. And I don't know if I should snap at this guy. I've been trying to be cool, but he's really starting to piss me off.
All right.
So I go, I'm working out, go into the gym. Of course, there's a locker room. There's set assigned lockers, and then there's temporary only lockers. So,
right.
Of course, I'm not going to pay $5 a month so I can have my own locker. I don't care what locker I use. But if given the opportunity, like anyone, you know, you have your favorite parking spot if you park in a parking garage.
Dude, I can go to any gym I've been to and tell you my favorite locker.
What's your favorite locker?
Well, I haven't been to that one.
Okay, but
if I went to an old gym, I could find the one that, for whatever reason, I went to the most.
What typically makes a locker your favorite locker?
I just end up using the same one, I feel like.
For me, I like having no neighbor. So
all right.
I always go with the last locker in the batch.
Well, top locker.
Top locker, because it's longer.
Yeah.
And the last locker. So there's one that's, I think it's like locker number 70, whatever it may be. That's the one that I always go to.
All right.
And I've been working out at that gym now since we started here. So what, like a month and a half we've been here?
All right.
So there's this guy. This is so ridiculous, dude. It's so freaking ridiculous. I was telling Sid and Munson about this the other day, and they're just like, no, this guy does not really exist. I'm like, no, I swear. I wish I could, if I could time it, I'll record him one of these times, because it's like freaking clockwork. So, for a while, like, He would always just give me this look when he'd come in, and I was like, okay. Because I say hi to anyone that walks by. If I make eye contact, I'm going to say hi, especially if I don't have any clothes on, because I think that's a good time to say hi to people.
Yeah, at least like a head nod.
Yeah, hey. So finally, I'm using the locker, and he goes, man, you got that locker, huh? Yeah, that's my favorite locker. Cool. It's a great locker. It's a great locker. That's the end of the conversation.
All right.
Next day, pops in. He sees me, and I'm there already. Oh, you got my favorite locker, don't you? Yeah. It's like, yeah, that's just the best locker here. Okay. You're right. That's why I keep going to it.
Are you showing up consistently at the same time?
Approximately.
And he's showing up just right after you?
Pretty much.
So how do you, have you, I mean, this is probably what you're going through. Have you thought about just being like, just get here earlier?
That would be a very easy way to do it. But you know, man, sometimes people have their jobs. They can't leave any time they want. I'm fortunate enough that I can. As long as my work's done, I can go down to the gym whenever I want. Sometimes,
all right.
Hell, even today, I hit the gym before we do the megacast.
All
it's
right.
Like, I time it for when you get back. So next time. Now he's like sitting across from me. And I think he finally hit his breaking point. He's like, oh, got my locker again. And I won. At that point, I'm like, it ain't your locker, man. It's a temporary locker. It's nobody's. There are times where I show up and that locker's being used, and I don't know. I go to another locker. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I would never think of throwing shade at somebody.
Right. Like, at first, he was trying to be friendly about it. Like, hey, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, stop using my locker. But that makes me want to use it more because it's not your freaking locker. I'm not taking your locker. If you want a locker, go freaking pay $5 a month and you can have a damn locker. So finally, he goes, and I'm not kidding, he goes, hey, so are you planning on using that locker all the time? I can't write this, man.
So what do you say?
So I look at him and I'm like, if it's open, yes, man. Yeah, I'm going to use this locker. It's convenient. I like using this locker. But if it's not being used, I'm having this conversation with
him. I can't believe this is even happening.
Right. And he seems like he's a businessman. He's got his nice suit on and sometimes he's got guys kissing his ass in the locker room. They're all laughing and joking about his weekend. And I could tell he's the alpha male of that crew. So this is really, for some reason, this has gotten under his skin so much that now he's having a legit conversation with me about whether or not I should let him use this locker. Because he's like, yeah, because before you started showing up, that was always my locker. And I just looked at him and I was trying to be nice. I wanted to tell him to go F off. And I go, man, I'm sorry. I did not know that your first, is it your first or your last name that's temporary? Because on the locker, it says temporary only.
Oh, you said that?
I had to.
What does he say?
He just laughs. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. No, you know, but I just use that one all the time. I really like that locker. I'm like, hey, man, I don't know what to tell you. If it's not being used, I'm going to use this locker. It's not about, and then it just ended. So now here we are, Monday. I get there. Someone's already using that locker.
All right.
Padlock on it. So like a normal human being, I just go, I try not to be the guy that then sets up at the locker next to that person because I think that's like,
hey, give a little buffer.
Right. I have a couple people. So I went three lockers down, grabbed the next locker, like number 67 or whatever it may be. I go work out. I come back. That locker doesn't have a padlock on it anymore, but I'm not like checking it. So it's, I'm like, oh, that guy's already gone. Of course, because it's my locker, I was upset that someone would, no. So now I'm getting all my stuff off, about ready to jump in the shower. Who walks in?
That guy.
That guy. He doesn't even have a lock on the locker, but he was using the locker. And he opens it up and looks at me. And goes, got my locker. To which, as I'm now wrapping the towel around my waist, I walk by him and I go, congratulations. And I walk into the shower and I take the longest freaking shower because I just can't handle this guy anymore.
Jesus Christ, man.
So I don't know what to do because I feel like this is going to be an ongoing thing between him and I. Part of me wants to continue to show up extra early and work out until I see him there to ensure that he does not get that locker.
Yeah, part of me wants to join this gym just to use that locker.
Right.
Out of spite.
And then there's part of me that wants to call the gym and say, what does it cost for me to have that locker? I mean, I don't know if like they have a certain set of reserved ones because they're on the other end.
That's just so weird and so Seattle passive aggressive. Like, Jesus Christ. That's exactly.
I looked at my wife a month ago. I've just met the most passive aggressive man at the gym. And this is before the most recent thing.
And you can tell, right? He's the boss or whatever. So he's used to people kissing his ass. So he just expects you to be like, oh, wait, like, this is your locker?
Right. Like, all I want to do
is awkward.
You stupid mother effer. If you want this locker so bad, get down here before 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you I will not be here until at earliest 10:15.
Yeah.
Stupid mother effer. Yeah, so I was wondering if I should actually be mad about that.
I don't know if mad.
I'm not going to fight the guy, right?
No,
I'm not
but that's
like,
just such ridiculous. But I mean, now, I don't know. I mean, now I feel like every time I see him, I would just, I feel like I just want to wait in there till he shows up and then click my lock and be like, my locker now.
Oh, that is awesome. I should just wait in that locker room, fully dressed with my bag. It might be awkward when people show up and I'm like, they're like, why is this guy just sitting there? And every time someone opens up that door, jump up and just start putting my stuff in that locker.
Yeah.
And eventually it'll time out, right? Because he's there every day as well.
Yeah.
Or every day that I'm there. I'm usually there four times a week. That would be awesome. I feel like I'm in a Seinfeld episode, man.
I know, that's ridiculous.
Like, I'm having a war over a, almost cursed, freaking locker.
Because you're right. Like, I get it. Every gym I've been to, I had my favorite locker, but right, if somebody else was in it, it's like, all right, I'll just move to another area.
Right, like I have a favorite parking spot down in the parking garage.
Yeah.
Like, I really like that spot because it's the first one before the elevators. There are days where I show up a few minutes later, and sometimes the four spots are taken before I even get there, and I have to, like, park five spots away from my favorite spot. I don't leave a note. I don't wait for the guy to show up and go, hey, man, that's the best spot, isn't it? Like, and that's the thing. He started off, like, trying to be my buddy about it, like, love that locker. It's my when he finally actually said, hey man, before you were here, that used to be my locker. I couldn't believe it. Like, I almost wanted to just laugh at the guy.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
I'm sorry, man. I'm not sure. Is your first or your last name temporary?
That's a good line, though.
Oh, dude,
you're better than I am.
What would you have done?
I don't know. I think I'd just been like, do we have a problem? Like, did I miss something here? Like, I don't like that's a good, as I'm saying, that's a good line the way you said it.
Yeah. Well, granted, I had about a week's worth of like, I was planning that line.
All right.
And it finally, he gave me the reason to use that line. It's like one of those moments where if it was day one and I had to have that awesome comeback, I wouldn't have had it until I got home and I'm like, damn it, that was a good comeback.
I'm just saying that's so awkward. I can't even imagine, like, I just can't even imagine what kind of person would even like give you, like I can't imagine ever giving somebody crap and being like, oh, he's in my locker.
Right.
At the end of the day, we all have our favorite locker or whatever, but it's a freaking locker.
I bet he goes home to his wife, and that's, you won't believe it. Again, hon. Yes.
Well, does he know it's your locker?
Yes, I told him it was my locker.
Yeah, after a week of being a, I've had it with the passive aggressiveness.
I
defended Seattle forever on this.
And this guy's the king of it.
Yes.
Yep.
And then, I don't know.
And I have to overhear him in his conversations finding this trendy restaurant. Oh, yeah, you have to be there right at 5. Otherwise, you know, you're not going to be able to get a spot in there. I hear all of it. I pretend I have my headphones. My headphones are on, but they're not on. I'm listening.
Always.
I'm on to you.
Are we mad about the listener or no?
Yeah, we'll save that. Yeah.
All right.
I'm actually, I got to get it. All right. Well, Ted, it's been fun.
All right.
I'm going to go back down there and take over that locker.
Yeah.
I kind of want to just buy a month's worth of lockers, because you know they say if the locker is on the lock overnight, we'll cut it off and you lose. You know, don't leave a locker on a temporary locker. But I think I might just buy like a crap ton of crappy lockers
and just get one, lose one every night, just to spite them.
It'd be worth it just for a month, every day, just go in there. Even if I'm not working out,
just do it on Fridays. They probably don't check it on the weekend.
That's a good point.
So then Monday when he gets in there, sorry,
I'm fine with just doing it every day. Even if I don't work out that day, just going down there, locking that locker at 10 a.m.
You know what you got to do next? You got to figure out his routine.
Yep.
What machine he likes to get on first or something.
Oh.
And then,
bro, I watch him work out. He's just like, he's the guy that walks around and just talks to his buddies. That guy.
Yeah, you should just like, I don't know, you should just like really watch him. And then right before he goes to like a rack or something, like, mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't know what you curl. Let's say you curl 40s.
Mm-hmm.
You know he curls 50s. You suck it up and you grab those 50s and just like, oh, spite you.
And everyone's like, Steve. Yeah, it looks like you got a little more swole. Yeah, it's not intentional. There's other reasons behind it. This is just a happy accident.
Or maybe he just curls 10s. You grab those 10s and same thing. You're just like, ah!
Just walking around with them. What's up, everybody? Going to the locker with them. Put them in my locker.
Yeah. And the next trendy restaurant he brings up, one day. Go there and get takeout. And then when you're when you open the locker, keep it open. You don't work out. And you're just eating that fancy lunch in front of them. I got your locker. I got your dinner. I'm about to get your bitch.
I got to run that one by Sid.
Sorry.
Two and the three I for sure can do. I'm not saying I can't do that last one. I just got to run it by my wife first.
All right.
Why don't we get 10 and get out of here?
That was a little aggressive.
I respect that, dude. I respect it. Hey, thank you, as always, for listening to The MegaCast. You can find us on Twitter at The MegaCast.
Shout out to the Mega family that were out at Red Festival.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God. The Asia Nori.
Asia Nori, yeah.
We both gave her a mega hug. Yeah. Not together, not, but.
You know, about two hugs equal.
Yeah. It's math. Physics, bitch. All right, let's get. Oh, great. There's two salespeople in the other studio. In that one.
Well.
All right, well, let's get 10.
Leon, what the hell are you guys doing? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Ah! All right, time to go get my locker.
All right, Steve, Operation Locker is on.
And soon Operation Getting His Bitch.
Get that bitch.
That's right. It'll be worth it. It'll be worth it. The divorce will be worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Because totally. I win.
Totally.
Yeah. Because then I win. Yeah. And all I care about is winning, Ted.
And those crab cakes will taste delicious.